Chapter 25, Airport Rules. A taxi driver took me to the Hamburg airport and said to me at one point that my German fluency level was far superior to that of his English. I considered it high praise. My Bavarian friends did say the following English words, as his card reader was apparently broken and I'd lost my heels. Cash is best. Fuck the rest. Danke dir, I said, as he carried my bag and told him to keep the change. I paid the man 40 euros for his trouble. I then sat in the airport lobby for a while, writing code, as bad friend pinged me on IRC. She always knows somehow where I am at all times, but we're apparently friendly now. I provided her with some technical advice while I listened to families around me speak a variety of languages. I was 1 hour ahead of schedule. I felt completely serene that night, like when you've just had the best sex for days and your mind is at peace. CCC tends to have that effect on you. I actually cried several times afterwards because of that. I mean, it was awesome. Even bad friend couldn't bring me down. My airline finally started luggage check-in and I smiled as the check-in man charged me an extra 50 euros for my extra oversized luggage. I picked up a lot of gear at CCC and, I mean, it was worth every cent. So I was still smiling. I made my way to customs. Hamburg airport's really beautiful at night. It just has that really strange German charm. Like, everything's just so really efficient and clean. Airports and libraries, they both have the same rules, right? So, you know, everyone at a library or an airport, they're both on the best behavior. You know, everyone's quiet and courteous at all times. So I spotted a man and his wife. They were both complaining really heavily about everything. Like, they were just really short-tempered and impatient. They seemed a little bit entitled, actually. The wife was complaining about, like, crap German customs or something. Like, the German's odor, everything. I could tell that they were both on really short fuses. Maybe something had happened to them and they're in a hurry or something. Either way, they both seemed extremely annoyed, and I was in my best mood that night. I summoned their attention with a simple, excuse me, making sure that they were both looking at me. I said in English, proudly, and at a volume that all other passengers could hear clearly, I said, instead of complaining, why don't you learn to respect German culture and learn German? Now, my German was not perfect at this time, but I'd watched enough Tagesschau film Spanisch, Bundestagssitzungen and in aller Freundschaft, to understand the man's response. The wife was British and the man had some other nationality that I could not ascertain from the voice. He didn't sound German. To my surprise, though, he did actually speak fluent German. I'm going to translate his German response into English for the book. He said something like this, and he just lost all of his marbles completely. He said, you fucking tranny bitch, English bitch, why don't you mind your own fucking business, you stupid cunts, fucking English bitch. I could see that his eyes might pop at any moment, and I'm sure that if this were a pub, you know, we'd just end up fighting each other. I responded fluently. Da haben Sie recht. Es tut mir leid. Meaning, roughly, I stand corrected. I apologize. I was laughing slightly, politely yet mockingly, my head held high as I looked away. I proceeded forth with a general calm, as I'd just ruined someone's day. Yes, quite. The man, no longer rational, was held up by customs. He later followed me. I was actually waving my arms around while he was following me, pretending that I couldn't see him, that I didn't know he was there. And I said loudly to myself, I just said, like, in the most, like, condescending British way possible, I said, his fury was palpable, laughing quite beside myself. Still stalking me, I peered briefly into a shop that was obviously closing, and I said to the man inside, Haben Sie geöffnet? Are you open? I really was thirsty, and I just wanted to buy Coke. The shopkeeper was obviously burned out, and he immediately dismissed me, saying, nah. I responded politely as I walked away. Entschuldigung. My ruse was working. My perfect German ruse. I actually did understand German, but I wanted this man's head to explode. I felt a perfect euphoric bliss as I just proceeded to my gate. In a twist of fate, the man was also on the same flight as me. I made sure to speak perfect German while he was looking at me, scolding. I knew he couldn't retaliate because, again, airport rules. A polite elderly lady was near us at the gate, and she asked me, obviously in German, if priority boarding was underway. I said something like, Ja, ich glaube, das ist für Sie. She said she had a blue ticket, and so did I. We both proceeded as, indeed, priority boarding had begun. The lady complimented my German, and I thanked her. My dubious airport friend, still very much infused with white-hot rage. He stayed behind in cattle class as I and the lovely Frau boarded our Ryanair flights. I stared, smiling at my English friend's wife the whole time. She was quite beautiful, and so was he. I enjoyed looking at both of them. I'd wondered if they'd been on their honeymoon or something. I mean, it was New Year's Day, after all. I made sure to say, vielen Dank, as fluently as possible to the guard after he verified my boarding pass. My German was actually complete shit, but I think I made a lasting impression on my friend. The man passed me at long last after I had sat down in the plane myself. He was still ready to melt, like his eyes were ready to just burst. I knew he'd seen me. His wife was with him as well, obviously, and she was just completely frozen. I just really shaken. I didn't pay him. I just didn't look at him. You know, I opened my book that I had that I was reading at CCC in my hotel as well. A lovely, really nice Ukrainian couple was sitting next to me on the flight, and they both spoke perfect English. I was speaking to both of them in my natural Southeast Essex accent. Only CCC gets clear English. We both enjoyed our spirited conversations about life and everything. Single-serving flight friend. I did not talk to the man, only the woman. A woman vomited violently on the plane and threatening to sue everyone, and then she fled down the runway when the police tried to arrest her. I was annoyed that I couldn't see the chase. The police suspected drugs, because when people vomit on a plane like that, it's when a balloon bursts in their stomach or something. I was laughing at her the whole time. I explained to my Ukrainian friends next to me how absolutely insane this woman was, because she just wouldn't shut up. Like, she was just talking nonstop. Everyone around her, like dozens of passengers, they'd all be called to court to testify against her. Like, come on, shut the fuck up, you stupid woman. Oh, those weren't my drugs, officer. Anyway, my lovely Ukrainian friend, she was also freaked out by the copy of Emmy Thomas's Confessions of a Sociopath that was laid out on my table, the book that I'd been reading. She's just a bit of a nutter, isn't she? I said to the officer, full Southeast Essex accent now. Dunno, said the officer, and I wished him good night as I walked away. I rushed to my shuttle from the terminal, all of us packed like sardines. The man and his lovely wife were still with me, and no longer my concern. I proceeded to thoroughly charm a random English lady, roughly 20 years old, relaying to her all about my time in Hamburg, where she'd also been. I told her how nice it was to speak to a lovely English woman after having only spoken German for about 2 weeks. We both recalled gleefully about how much fun we'd had, telling each other about our trips. In full Southeast Essex accent now, smiling, I reassured the woman. She had lost sight of her boyfriends, and I told her, oh, I'm sure you'll find him. We then started talking about fireworks. German Silvester is no joke. The Germans go absolutely mental with fireworks, ever since gatherings were banned during COVID. German youth responded by stockpiling even more fun and deadly explosives, setting them off openly in the streets, starting fires in the streets, and generally causing mayhem in the streets. This legacy continued even after COVID had officially ended. I personally witnessed bombs being thrown in the street while I was walking home from CCC one day, and I was really pissed off because I just wanted to get back to my hotel. I just wanted to sleep. I once laughed when I saw a young hooded man. He was holding a rocket in his hand and firing it into a street full of parked cars. Me and the people around me, we just stood back until it was safe. And as I proceeded forth to Southeast Essex, Leah said audibly while laughing maniacally, fucking Germans, eh? I was alone that night, and several law-abiding Germans glanced in my direction. Police sirens raged like music everywhere amidst the smell of burning as people shouted violently, and the streets were full of glass by morning. I slept like a baby. My hotel room was in the centre of Hamburg, a stone's throw away from the Hofbahnhof train station. I heard it all as I read quietly and drifted off. My generic English lady friend stressed that she found the ordeal quite traumatising, having witnessed it herself, and that she would never, ever visit Hamburg again during Christmas. I told her no, it was brilliant, and I'd definitely be back next year. I'd also purchased fruit and various nuts from the same location, because there was loads of Iranians running market stalls there. There was also a Lidl there, my favourite place in the world. She gave me quite the funny look. British people. I told my cab driver all about it on the way home. He told me stories about his time fleeing war from his country somewhere in the Middle East. At least this man had something interesting to talk about. He was the real hero that day. I paid the man extra for his trouble. There was a big traffic jam on the M25 that night. I called it the M25 tax. And I couldn't even wheel myself up the stairs when I got in. I was so tired. My cab driver had also nearly crashed several times. He's a really shit driver, and I just crashed on my sofa. I thought fondly of bad friends the whole time.